Hello, friends. This is Cliff Knight from Equippers International. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We want to lift up Jesus and provide a place for you to learn more about Him and to grow in your relationship with Him. If you find the podcast helpful, feel free to share it with others. We believe it will be a source of blessing and encouragement, and you will be strengthened in your relationship with Jesus. Welcome back to the podcast. We're in Romans chapter 12. I'm going to read a few verses to start this episode from Romans 12, 3 all the way down to verse 8. Bit of it a lengthy passage, but it kind of all goes together as a good unit. So let's talk about that in this episode. For through the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think so as to have sound judgment, as God has allotted to each a measure of faith. For just as we have many members in one body, and all the members do not have the same function, so we, who are many, are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another, since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. Each one of us is to exercise them accordingly. If prophecy, according to the proportion of his faith, if service in his serving, or he who teaches in his teaching, or he who exhorts in his exhortation, he who gives with liberality, and he who leads with diligence, and he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. So Paul's starting into a discussion of how the body functions, one of Paul's favorite truths about the body of Christ on earth is that all the believers who are part of Christ through faith constitute what he calls the body of Christ. It's literally the expression of Jesus on earth. And it's important, first and foremost, for us to understand that it's not an analogy, it's a reality. So it's very important that we understand that first. Paul's not talking about some type of idea or an illustration to help us understand something. He's talking about the reality of the fact that when you become a member of Christ, when you join yourself to Christ by faith, you are then made to be a member of his body. His body on earth is the express representation of him. And so what he does in order for him to continue his representation on earth is he gifts the members of the body in such a way that they can function and they can perform a task. Very similar in an analogy of your physical body. Yes, the members of your bodies have different functions and different things that they have to do, and each member functions according to its purpose. The same concept applies in the body of Christ, and that's what Paul's getting ready to explain to us. He does this in three major passages in his writings. One, 1 Corinthians 12 through 14, another one in Ephesians chapter 4, and then here in Romans chapter 12. So let's look at what he does here in Romans chapter 12. First of all, he talks about the proper attitude that believers should have as members of the body of Christ. They should have a humble assessment of themselves. No individual member should think more highly of himself, because his role, his duty in the body, if you want to put it that way, his function is a better biblical word. His function in the body is no less important or more important than any other member. This is probably one of the most important things for us to understand about the nature of the body of Christ. Just like in your physical body, you're not willing to cut off some part of your body and live without it, because every member has a function, nor do you elevate other members necessarily to a higher level. Ironically, Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians that we actually give honor to the less seemly members of our body, and it should be that way in the body of Christ, but we'll leave that for another discussion. But what Paul's saying is that our attitude in this process is very important, and we should have the proper attitude of humility and not to think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. Well, why is this? Well, he tells us why, because we need to understand that God has allotted, he's given to each a measure of faith. Now, let's talk about this measure of faith. This might be where we end the episode today, because I don't want to go too quickly through these ideas, because they're very important to understand Paul's teaching about how we are to function in the body of Christ. I believe it's something that many Christians need to be encouraged in, because I think a lot of times we develop what I call a spectator mentality when it comes to our participation in church life, and we don't get the point that we're actually a member of the body of Christ, and we need to be functioning according to the purpose that God has for us to function in as a member of his body. The way first that he does that is he allots to each member a portion of faith, Paul calls it. Now, we all know that it takes faith to come to salvation. Paul's hammered that in the book of Romans. It's what it's all about. It's you've been saved by grace through faith. And so in believing, you're brought into this relationship by the grace of God, and you are put into the body of Christ. So that's fundamentally necessary to happen in every single person's life, that they're going to become a Christian, and i.e. become a member of the body of Christ. So after that point, I believe Paul tells us that God then allots. That word is a word to mean he measures out a certain measure of faith. And what is he talking about? Well, the first principle in understanding giftedness and functioning in the body of Christ is that everything that's done for God is done by faith. Just like everything that is received from God is received by faith, everything that is done for God, if you want to put it that way, every function that we perform as a member of the body of Christ is done through faith, is done by faith. And so Paul's saying that each member has been given by God a measure of faith. So it is our process and our journey to discover, where does our faith operate? Where can we recognize that we have the faith, the belief that we can step out and function in some capacity? That's the first mark of understanding how to function as a member of the body of Christ. God has given us some faith to be able to do something, because it takes faith to step out and perform a task as the member of the body of Christ. Now, Paul's going to go into a list in this passage of some of the giftings in the body of Christ that come because of the faith in our lives. So the first thing he outlines is that there is a measure of faith given to us. Now, let's quickly look at verse 4. He says, just as we have many members in one body and all the members do not have the same function, so we who are many are one body in Christ and individually members one of another. He's simply saying that there are many of us, and he knows there are literally millions in his body on earth today. But this takes expression in our little sphere of influence of where we function in the body of Christ. And in that sphere, in that place where physically people gather, do church life, community life, whatever that looks like, he's stressing that we are all individually members. God has gifted each one of us with a measure of faith to function in that community, but we are all members of one body. So everything is done with this mindset. We don't function the same as the person next to us. We function differently, and we value one another based on the measure of faith in each other's lives to do what God has gifted us to do. So let's stop there, and we'll go into more details about the grace of God and how that impacts the gifting that's been given to us to function as a member of the body of Christ. But in this episode, I want you to take a minute and just reflect on your understanding of your role as a member of the body of Christ, your perception of what the body of Christ looks like. One body, many members. Not many bodies, only one Jesus. There's only one Christ, and we are many members of him. And then reflect on, where do you recognize a measure of faith in your life? If you can't do that, then ask the Lord to show you. Ask the Lord to give you understanding about what measure of faith he's given you, so that you can bless those around you by functioning in a healthy way as a member of the body of Christ. So be strong and courageous and love Jesus more.